This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is
So long.
Eunice, it's a kidney transplant.
So we're gonna miss the movie, is that it?
Eunice, they gotta take a whole kidney out of the big guy and put it into Danny, and then they gotta stitch them both up again, and that's gonna take at least a half an hour.
Mom.
Yes?
Is something the matter?
Yes, dear, that's why we're here in the hospital.
No, Ma, I mean, is something the matter between you and Aunt Mary?
Aunt Mary?
Why aren't you speaking?
I thought I was.
No, Ma, I mean, why aren't you speaking to Aunt Mary?
Oh, because, Billy, you asked me the question, and if I responded to Aunt Mary instead of you, then you'd think I was crazy.
I'll get you some more coffee, Ma.
Thanks. Oh, Mrs. Tate, I feel so terrible. If Danny hadn't tried to save my life, then... Now, Gwen, you've just got to stop this. It's a very simple operation. But it's so risky. Gwen, there's always going to be risks. I remember when I was a girl, there was this lady, the crazy old lady we called her. Well, she hardly ever spoke to any of us, but when I walked by her house, she'd bang her cane on the window and say something like, "Manya, manya, manya, manya!" Well, I was scared to death of her. See, but one day my mother said, "Well, instead of being afraid and calling her crazy old lady, why don't you go ring the bell, introduce yourself, and try to make her feel like she's not a crazy old lady." So I did, because I took a risk. Do you understand?
Thank you, Mrs. Tate.
You're welcome, dear.
How did she react when you rang her bell?
Oh, she said, "Monya, monya, monya," and hit me in the head with the cane. Crazy as a loon. See? See, Danny's going to be fine. Everything's going to be just as it was before. Well, almost.
Mrs. Campbell, are you all right?
Oh, yes, fine, thanks.
I just want you to know that it's okay what went down between you and Chester.
Thanks.
I mean, it happened before I was even born.
Hey, I'll be brief. I've just spoken to the powers that be, and I think you all should know exactly what's going on.
Oh, yes, Daddy, please. Tell us what you found out.
Well, it's like this. You will all be boarding soon. This is an important mission. Some of you won't be coming back, but we must go for the sake of free people everywhere. I only wish to hell I could be going with you.
Daddy, Daddy, we are not in an airport. We're in a hospital.
What? Any damn fool can tell you you can't board a plane in a hospital. Who's the idiot that planned this mission? Oh, bad news, General. This is not an airport.
Ned?
Bert?
What's happening? How's Danny? Is Jody okay?
Sit down, Bert.
Gee, I think I'll go for a little walk, get a little air.
A little air is great.
Yeah. Air. Air. Dutch, a little air?
Air, great.
Where are we going? Where are we going? Are we going?
What's going on? Where's everybody going?
Bert.
Man, please tell me now, is Danny okay? Where's Jody?
Jody's in California.
What do you do, mail a kidney?
Jody isn't the donor, Bert. Chester is the donor.
Chester? Tate? About this tall you slept with Jess?
I didn't think I'd ever have to tell you.
Mary, come on, just tell me, please, tell me.
Maybe I should have told you before. Maybe I should have told everybody, but I thought it would upset so many people, so I didn't. Maybe if I told at the time, maybe that was deceitful, and if I had told at the time, Jesse wouldn't be, and you won't be. But maybe you would be anyway if I told you when we met. Then you wouldn't have married me, and we wouldn't have had Scotty, you see?
Not exactly.
Chester and I, a long time ago. Chester and I.
Chester is Danny's father.
Yeah.
So Danny is getting a matching kidney, is this right?
Yes.
Oh, good man! Thank God!
Bert, you don't mind what I just told you?
Mind? I don't know if I mind. All I care about is that this Danny's got a kidney!
Bert, you're so wonderful. It doesn't bother you, even a little?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess it really doesn't matter. Danny's okay.
I love you. I love you.
Ma'am, there's just one little thing I don't understand. Chester?
That was incredible.
You were incredible.
I was incredible?
You were incredible.
Yeah. You were pretty incredible, too.
Was it more incredible than anyone else?
Who else is here?
No. I mean, was it better than...
What?
Guys.
Oh, Maggie, it was the best. It was absolutely the best. I feel terrific. My luck. I finally have a fantastic heterosexual experience, and I'm gonna die at sunrise. Maggie, this may sound a little strange, but I'm really glad you're here.
It does sound strange. I'm glad I'm here, too.
So, since there doesn't seem to be anything to lose, why don't we,
Why don't we?
I love you.
Oh, I know. Maggie, I was just thinking about asking you to marry me.
Oh, Jody. What is that?
It's rats! You're eaten by rats!
No! Maybe we're gonna be rescued.
You're right! Hey, in here!
Shh!
In here!
Quiet!
We're getting out, I can't believe it! In here!
Still wanna marry me?
We'll talk. In here!
Free! I'm free at last! 25 years I've been digging out of here!
Excuse me, sir, but this is the next cell.
Oh, sorry.
Of course I'll marry you.
Eunice. You said tonight.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, Dutch, I'm really not in the mood.
You're not?
No, honey, and you wouldn't want me to just go through the motions, would you?
Yeah.
Dutch.
Well, Eunice, it's been 2 weeks, and I got all these little jeans running around inside my body. And you had them thinking they were leaving tonight, and you can't just... You can't just cancel their trip.
Maybe tomorrow, sweetie.
They're already packed.
Honestly, Dutch, I mean, it hasn't been that long. What'd you do in prison?
Eunice, give it to me straight. What's wrong?
What do you mean?
You don't seem interested anymore.
Why do you say that?
You used to yell and scream and pull my hair. You don't do that anymore. Where's the affection?
Dutch, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Come on, Eunice. What did I do wrong?
You married me.
What else could I do? It was our wedding.
Well, it just sort of took the zip out of our sex life. I mean, Dutch, I like romance when it's dangerous. Like when you were a fugitive and we were on the run.
So what are we going to do, Eunice?
I don't know.
I mean, I'll do anything to help. I just don't know what to do.
Help?
Huh?
Maybe we could,
Yeah?
Well, never mind.
What?
No, you'd think it was sick.
No, I wouldn't. Tell me. Maybe it'll help.
Well, we could act out our fantasies. We could pretend we're other people.
That's sick.
Never mind.
Okay, honey, that's fine. Fantasies are fine. Just tell me what to do.
Okay, we could act out a movie. We could act out the beach scene in From Here to Eternity.
Oh, boy, that's my favorite movie.
Okay.
Okay, what do we do?
I'm Deborah Carr. And you're Burt Lancaster.
Hi.
We're lying in the sand, and the surf is pounding. Oh, well, it's a romantic moonlit night. The palm trees are swaying in the breeze.
But any second, the Japs are going to attack Pearl Harbor.
That's later, darling. Right now, I'm lying beside the man I love. That's you, Sergeant.
Oh.
And you take me in your arms. And you tell me you never knew it could be like this.
I never knew it could be like this.
Oh, and I love you. Oh, but I know it's wrong, because I'm married and I'm cheating on my husband. But you're all I can think about. What are you thinking about, Sergeant?
I'm thinking about Ernie Borgnine and Monty Cliff fighting in the bar, and I gotta go break it up.
No, don't leave me, don't leave me.
But you're an officer's wife.
I don't care!
And
I couldn't help overhearing, Sergeant. Are you crazy throwing away a brilliant career? She's an officer's wife, man. Back to your barracks on the double and I'll hush this thing up.
But no!
Carry on.
Good morning.
Morning.
What is that?
Orange juice.
Orange juice, that's all?
And spices.
What spices?
Vodka.
Vodka? Vodka? Look, Mary, do you know what time it is? It's 7:30 in the morning. You're drinking in the morning.
Bert, everybody has orange juice in the morning.
This is not orange juice. This is a screwdriver.
This is mostly orange juice with a little alcohol for flavoring.
Mary. Wait a minute, Mayor. It's just, Mayor, please. Mayor. Hey, what is it?
I told you, orange juice and a little...
No, Mayor. That's not what I mean. Come on.
I'm a little lonely. That's all. Just a little lonely.
All right, man. I'm sorry, man. I've just been so busy because of what's happening here. But it's going to change now, I promise you.
It's not just that. It's...
It's Jessica.
All this about something that happened, what, almost 30 years ago? It's ridiculous. You were a kid. You knew nothing. Obviously, to have gotten involved with Chester.
It wasn't all that bad, Bert.
Two of them were two sisters at the same time?
That's not how it happened. He and I were seeing each other. Nobody even knew yet. And he hardly even knew Jessica. And then one day...
Jess. Wait till you hear what I have to tell you. I know what it is. Darlene Cook goes all the way. Patty told me. Who cares?
No, it's not that. It's something else.
Darlene Cook goes all the way?
That's what Patty said. Who did she go all the way with?
Omega Delta.
But Patty lies.
Omega Delta? Is that a foreign student?
Jess, it's a fraternity, not a person.
I see. Well, Mary, that's good, huh? I mean, if she'd gone all the way with a person, she might have ended up preggers.
Oh, Mary, Mary, wait until you hear what I have to tell you.
What?
You're not going to believe it.
Come on, Jess. Come on.
Well, oh, Mary. Mary, out of the blue, Chester Tate asked me to marry him. What do you think about that? I know, Mary. I reacted exactly the same way. I mean, do you believe it, Chester Tate? Oh, golly, he's so suave. And I said to him, my goodness, we haven't even dated. Why do you want to marry me? And Mary, he said that he had always loved me from afar. From afar, Mary. Oh, do you believe it? He's going to be here any minute. Oh, God, I love him. I love him. I mean, I know I don't know him, but what I know I love. Oh, Mary, Mary, that's him. Oh, that's him, Mary. Oh, boy. Oh, no, Mary. No, no, don't go away. No, Mary, I want you to stay and talk to him and meet him, and he's going to be family, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, come on in. Mary? 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 You know Chester Tate, do you? Chester, this is my sister, Mary Gatling.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, why don't you guys get acquainted with each other? Chester, I'm going to go upstairs and tell Mother the good news, okay?
Yeah, fine.
All right? Okay. Mother! Guess what?
You gonna marry Jessica?
Hey, I'm sorry.
I don't believe this.
Yeah, well, neither do I. I'm sorry.
Sorry? Last night you were in bed with me, and today you asked Jessica to marry you.
Yeah, I know. It's been a crazy 24 hours.
You've loved her from afar. You've been sleeping with me, but you've been in love with her from afar?
I haven't loved her from afar. I never even looked at her. Well, I mean, not her face.
I don't believe this.
Yeah, well, imagine how I felt. Your mother told me I had to marry Jessica or my father would end up in jail.
For what?
Stock fraud. He cheated your mother out of a small fortune. Boy, was she mad.
What does Jessica have to do with this?
Blackmail. Your mother doesn't think anybody will marry Jessica because she's so scatterbrained. This way, she has a chance to marry her off.
And you're gonna do it?
Oh, gee whiz, Mary, I have to. If I don't, my father's gonna end up in jail.
I don't believe this.
And he'll cut me out of his will. Which is no small potatoes, because he's loaded now that he's robbed your mother.
You creep. You're disgusting. You are a disgusting, vile, disgusting, opportunistic, disgusting liar. Creep.
Wow, Mary. Hey, you guys, what do you expect me to do? Run off with you? Your mother would track us down. She's determined that I marry Jessica or my father's gonna end up in jail. Oh, I have no alternative, Mary. What would you have me do?
Be good to my sister.
Bye, Mary. Hi.
Since Eunice has discovered that Dutch can make her happy by pretending to be someone else, will their lives become a movie of the week every week? Will Jessica ever speak to Mary again? Or has Mary's childhood affair with Chester left a cold spot in Jessica's heart? And what about Jody and Maggie? Will they be executed? Or will they spend the rest of their lives in a cold dungeon? And if so, will they really care? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap.